Hello, my name is Lily Chaudhry, and you're listening to Happiness Now, Secrets to Success from the East and West. This podcast is all about empowering us to achieve happiness and success in every aspect of life, and we'll discover some of the wisdom found in different cultures about this topic. These talks are based on the works of Gautam Ali Shah. He's a renowned teacher, trainer, and motivational speaker, and author for over 15 years based in Lahore, Pakistan. Today's topic is on upgrading ourselves, how the process of personal growth can change our lives, bringing us happiness and achievements that we all desire. And we'll talk about why self-growth is so important and discuss some of the most important ways that we can upgrade ourselves. So it's said that generally people will change for two reasons, either inspiration or desperation. And I know in my life, it has been in desperate times that I've had to change something about myself. And so after changing, if I saw some success, I would continue on that path of personal growth because I was inspired. So both desperation and inspiration can trigger us to want to change ourselves. So the concept and trend of self-improvement, self-help, personal growth has been steadily increasing in the last 20 years, especially in the U.S., and now it's a $10 billion a year business in the U.S. alone. And it's one of those few industries that's really not affected by the economy. Even during a recession, it does quite well. Most people in the U.S. and in a number of growing countries around the world, we have our basic needs met. We have a roof over our heads. We have safety, security, got a full fridge at home. And most of us have that luxury of time to pursue our purpose in a number of ways. And we have an infinite amount of choices. We have a choice in products, in media, in education, in career options, even in romantic partners. So we have the luxury of these opportunities to find our passion and achieve our dreams. So we really have no excuse at all for not at least trying to improve ourselves in a way that'll help us reach our goals. And in this journey is where most of our success and happiness lies, not the destination. It's the constant pursuit of self-improvement that's important. The late great motivational speaker Jim Rohn says, if you want to be wealthy and happy, learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. And Gautam Ali Shah says, one of the great axioms of life is to have more than what you've got, become more than what you are. And if we don't, there's another axiom that could end up describing us. Unless you change how you are, you'll only have what you've got. Okay. So let's look into a real-life example of this. The story of Nokia is kind of a sad one. I remember my first Nokia phone in 1999, I guess. It was the candy bar-style phone. It was so cool, and everyone who was cool had one. And at its peak, Nokia controlled 41% of the mobile phone market, which is unheard of today, where the highest market share in mobile phones is about 20% by Samsung, and only about 13% of Apple, and the rest is shared amongst many other mobile phone brands. But since its peak success, Nokia's business has steadily decreased. 3 years ago, in 2014, Microsoft bought the struggling company. So what happened to this industry giant? Well, the short of it is they didn't upgrade. They kept improving their hardware, but they didn't work on improving their software, like the rest of the industry was doing at the time. And they put their focus on their best-selling mobile phones instead of the newly emerging smartphone revolution that was starting. They betted on their customers' loyalty. They got comfortable because of their past success rather than growing and upgrading in all aspects of their product. Their failure to keep up with the fast-paced growth and development teaches us that no matter where we are in life, if we don't keep on growing and learning and improving, it could actually be the cause of our failure. So I don't mean to scare anybody. We will get into the solution for this. But first, let's talk about the five most important reasons that self-development and upgrading ourselves is the key to our success. So number one, self-development makes us conscious of our weaknesses. So the more that we put time into our personal growth, the more we're forced to look deep into ourselves and realize the areas that we need to work on. And if we don't do this consciously, we can end up going through life never knowing what changes we should be making and end up never growing and never changing in our life. Number two, self-development is an exercise of getting to know yourself more. So anything that brings us closer to understanding ourselves is worth our time. And number three, we can use self-development to help us set life goals. So as we're trying to better ourselves, we can constantly be reevaluating our goals. Do we really want those things that are stuck in our minds as our goals, our end targets? I know I definitely don't want the same things that I did 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. So constant personal growth can help us have a relevant vision for our life and goals for our future. And number four, Ethan Dunwill from Pick the Brain says, people who engage in self-development often have the X factor. And he says that it's a trait that many entertainers have. It doesn't just mean talent, it's something that draws people to them, like a wow factor. And people who work on their personal growth often develop this type of charismatic and magnetic personality. And a lot of this has to do with their confidence. And it often comes with small successes. So if we work on upgrading ourselves and we start achieving small things, that'll give us confidence, which in turn will make us charismatic and have that wow factor. And number five, our relationships will improve. So when we focus on ourselves for self-improvement, we can start noticing the patterns of behaviors that we have towards others. And that'll help us improve our own selves and maybe help change those things that'll help us improve. And in return, people will also change their behavior towards us, giving us stronger relationships. So there are many reasons for us to seek personal growth, and this should be a lifelong process, a continuous way of life. And this process and journey is what will help generate happiness and success for us. Okay, so now let's get into the different ways that we can upgrade our lives. Personally, I've had to upgrade myself without even wanting to sometimes. I work in the IT field, and the constant new technologies keep me and my team on our toes. If we can't keep up, we know that our clients will go somewhere else. So right now, I'm having to learn all kinds of things. I'm having to learn coding, different languages, the only subject I ever got to see in college. I'm having to learn that now. And I'm having to step out of my safe zone to know these things. And it's essential. I have to do this to keep me relevant in my career. And that also goes for some things in my personal life. From 2010 to 2003, in 4 years, I had my three kids. And it goes without saying that my body paid the price for that. I gained a lot of weight. I was about 35 pounds more than my pre-marriage weight. But last year, I felt like, you know, I really had it. I was tired of being fat, feeling awful about how my clothes fit and looked. And I downloaded this app, just the first one I found on the App Store about weight loss. And it was called MyFitnessPal. So I quickly got it on my iPhone, put in my details, height, weight, what I want to lose, my goals, how fast I want to lose it. And it gave me a daily calorie count that I needed in order to get to my goal weight. So I knew I had to get rid of all my favorite foods, the chocolate chip cookies, my chips and salsa, my french fries. Oh, it was painful. But I replaced my normal foods with healthier ones. So I started buying things for salads, for soups, and I got into things like dates and nut mixes for snacking. So I would have a huge salad in the morning and only soup at night. And in between, I would be snacking on all those healthy things. Oh, and I also started doing a 25-minute workout with Jillian Michaels on YouTube, which I recommend. It's the 30-day shred. So after about 3 months of doing this, I ended up losing 20 pounds and a few dress sizes. And it doesn't seem like a lot, but it was huge for me. And everyone noticed, which was great. Well, except my husband. I don't think he ever minded my weight in the first place. It was enough that others could see my weight loss, and it felt great. So that was about a year ago. And now I'm just trying to work hard to keep it off. I have gained some of it back, but most of it is still off. But I'm definitely smaller than I was for the past 6 years or so. So these are some of my humble attempts at bettering myself in recent times. Okay, so now let's get into some of the most important ways that we can upgrade our lives. Number one is having a vision. And this is probably the most important one. If a person is at a stage of being ordinary in some way, but doesn't have that vision to be extraordinary in that area, he'll fail to ever get to that place. We have to know what is the improvement that we're aiming for before we begin on the journey of upgrading ourselves. So first we can imagine, then we create. A Japanese proverb says, vision without action is a daydream, and action without vision is a nightmare. So we have to begin with a clear goal or idea in mind when we're on the journey of personal growth. Okay, number two is commitment. Tony Robbins says, the only limit to your impact is your imagination and commitment. Gossam Ali Shah says that once we're committed to something and it's something good and something that we believe in, God will open doors for us. And this is an amazing story of one man's dedication and how doors opened for him and his vision. And it happened pretty recently. So in 2004, Viktor Yushchenko stood for the presidency of Ukraine. He was the leader of the opposition party. And he was running against the then prime minister of Ukraine. During the election campaign, Yushchenko barely escaped death when he was poisoned by dioxin. And allegedly, it was the opposition trying to get him killed. But he was really committed to his vision. He recovered and he continued with his campaign. There was an unprecedented 3 rounds of voting in this election. First, when both parties failed to get the minimum 50% vote. Then a second round when Yushchenko was leading but didn't get the majority vote. There had been widespread rumors of corruption in voting by the ruling party and tampering with the results. And this resulted in protests starting in the country. But during this time, the state-run television showed only things supporting the ruling government and began spreading the news that Viktor had been defeated. But there was a woman by the name of Natalie Dimitrik who would see these protests while going to and from work. She served as the TV sign language interpreter for the state-run news channel for the deaf community. And she realized that the news she was translating was biased and false. She believed that the election was rigged and the news station was just regurgitating the state's propaganda. So she decided to do something. And one night when she was translating for the news, she started signing her own message. She signed, "I'm addressing all the deaf citizens of Ukraine. They are lying and I'm ashamed to translate those lies. Yushchenko is our president." Natalie's stance inspired the deaf community, and then the journalists of the country also took a stand. Nobody could have imagined that one deaf woman's commitment to tell the truth was going to start a revolution. Over the next few days, hundreds of thousands of people reached the capital city demanding a new election. There were 13 days of mass protests, also known as the Orange Revolution. The Supreme Court eventually ordered a third round of voting, and Viktor Yushchenko won the election. This is the power of commitment. No matter how colossal our vision, a relentless commitment sooner or later will bear us fruits. The third way that we can upgrade our lives is by sheer hard work and effort. No real success has ever been achieved without a lot of hard work and effort. But how do we define hard work? Most of us think, well, I've made a couple attempts to accomplish something, so that was hard work. But Gossam Ali Shah says that his definition of hard work changed after he read this story. And I think it'll change ours too. It's an amazing true story over 800 years old. So there was a rich man living in the village of Ghazala in a remote area of Persia who wanted to educate his only son. And since there weren't any schools around in the village, the only way to educate him was to hire a private teacher. So he did that. And the teacher was a poor old man from another village. He didn't have any type of transportation of his own. So he would walk on foot nearly 6 kilometers each way. That's about 3.5 miles to come and teach the student. He would come early in the morning, spend the entire day with the student, and then head home to his village in the evening. He did that for about 4 days, and then after that, he didn't show up. So the father went to him and said, "Why aren't you coming to teach?" And the old man just said it was just too much for him to walk. So the man provided him a horse, and the old man started teaching again. So each day he would come in the morning on the horse, teach the student, and go home. And he started realizing that every day he noticed a small child who was always outside looking at him as he would come and go. So one day the teacher stopped his horse, went to the little boy who had torn clothes, no shoes, and he asked the little boy, "Why do you always come out each morning and each evening to look at me?" The boy said, "Teacher, I want to be a student. I want to learn from you." But the old man said, "I can't do that because my entire day is spent teaching someone else." So the poor boy said, "I have an idea. When you return to your home, just let me walk next to you and ask you questions. You don't have to give me any lesson. You can just answer my questions." So the old man agreed. And he thought, how many questions can this 11-year-old boy ask me and for how long? So it said that this shoeless, penniless boy did this for 6 years. He would walk 3.5 miles with the teacher next to his horse, asking him questions. He was thirsty for knowledge, and he would walk back home 3.5 miles alone. And today we know this boy as Imam Ghazali. It said he is the most influential Muslim after the Prophet Muhammad. This is called hard work. My God, I have goosebumps just thinking about the story. And we'll discuss more of the details of this amazing man, Imam Ghazali, in another episode, I'm sure. But he was a huge scholar of Islam, and his books have influenced millions of people. He's known to have brought together some Orthodox Islam and Sufism in a way that has been welcomed and accepted by the majority of Muslims. So the next time we think that we've worked hard, let's reevaluate ourselves and then try a bit harder if we can. Okay, number four, getting rid of our fears. So one of the important ways of upgrading ourselves is getting rid of our fears. Qasim Ali Shah refers to the six types of fear that Napoleon Hill wrote in his book, Think and Grow Rich. That's the book that we reviewed in episode 9. If you haven't heard it, please go and listen. We didn't cover these in our past episode, but here Hill lists the most common types of fears. The fear of poverty, the fear of criticism, the fear of ill health, the fear of loss of love, the fear of old age, and the fear of death. Qasim Ali Shah makes a comment on a couple of these. He says the fear of poverty is something that's so frighteningly common, but he says if we have a belief in God and we know He's the owner of the universe, that He is the King of Kings, that this fear should not even exist in us. It's said that where God guides, He provides. And he says that the fear of death is irrational because every soul shall taste death. There's no escaping it. So we should focus on living the best life that we can, prepare for the afterlife, not the incident of death, because that is inevitable. Okay, number five is having a purpose. Having a purposeful life, we actually covered this in detail in our episode 3. Again, please listen if you haven't. But having a purpose in life can help us to continuously improve ourselves, because as we grow, our purpose changes over time. Qasim Ali Shah says, let's imagine we get on a bus and we don't know where we're going. And after 10 minutes, we decide to ask the bus driver, where are we going? Or what if we ask after an hour or after 2 hours or 4 hours? The driver's going to think there's something wrong with us. So now let's look at ourselves and our lives. Many of us are going through life, spending years as an adult, sometimes decades, without knowing where we want to go. What is our purpose? And to upgrade our lives, we have to have a clear sense of this. We need to know, why do we want to do what we want to do? And why do we want to achieve what we want to achieve? The stronger our purpose is, the easier it'll be to make decisions towards improving ourselves and in turn improving our lives. And number six, managing our time and resources. So we have to be very careful in how we spend our time, energy, and resources. Sometimes by giving extra in any of these things, we can get extra. An extra here means giving more time, more energy, more resources, and so on. We sometimes call this going the extra mile. Okay, so here's another amazing story to explain this. It's about a person who always went that extra mile. So in Lahore, Pakistan, there's a place called the Hafiz Juice Shop in Anarkali. Anarkali is an old but huge marketplace. I mean, I've been there a few times over the years, and it seems like it just keeps getting bigger and more congested. So this Hafiz Juice Shop, it's like a small round building, nothing fancy at all, but it's estimated that it makes about a 500,000 rupees a day. That's about $5,000 a day. So some years ago, a few students went to interview the owner, and they asked him, what is the secret to your success? He says, there's no secret. What makes us different from the other shops is that I give a small glass of free juice to the customer when he purchases a large glass. And the students asked, where did you learn this marketing technique? Because the owner seemed like a simple and uneducated man. He said, nobody taught me this. I've been giving extra for 40 years of my life, since the days I was just a fruit seller. I used to sell oranges on an old bicycle, and when people would buy a dozen from me, I would give them an extra. So they would get 13 oranges. My dozen has always been 13 because I give 12 to the customer for what he paid for, and then I would give him an extra as an act of kindness to please my Lord, because He is the one who gives me the blessings of the sale in the first place. And he says, so when my business grew, I continued my habit of giving extra. And now I often have trouble taking home all the money that I earn each day. And today there are many branches of Hafiz Juice in Pakistan. I mean, that is just a beautiful story. Okay, moving on. Number seven is the seventh way that we can upgrade ourselves is by setting priorities. There's an Australian nurse named Bronnie Ware who spent several years working in palliative care, and she would often spend the last few weeks of many of her patients' lives. She started a blog about her observations, and when she got such a positive response, she decided to write a book about her experiences. The book is called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, and here are the 5 most common regrets that she notes of the dying. Number one, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. She says, this was the most common regret of all, when people realize that their life is almost over and they look back on it and it's easy to see how many dreams didn't get fulfilled. Number two, the second biggest regret was, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. She says, this comes from every male patient that I've ever nursed. They miss their children's youth and their partner's companionship. Number three, the third regret was, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. She said many people suppress their feelings in order to keep peace with others. As a result, they were settled for a mediocre existence and never became who they were truly capable of becoming. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. She says there were so many deep regrets about not giving friendships the time and effort that they deserved. Everyone misses their friends when they're dying. Number five, I wish I had let myself be happier. She says this is a surprisingly common one. Many people didn't realize until the end that happiness was their choice. So we can now save ourselves from the pain of I wish I had or I wish I hadn't, all these regrets, by setting priorities in our life so that we can not regret our time spent and better the quality of our lives. Okay, number eight, the last factor that we'll discuss on how to upgrade ourselves is recognizing our self-worth. Buddha says, you yourself, as much as anybody else in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Gautama Lisha says that we should have a strong belief in our own selves, but we should become valuable. And some of the ways to do that is by adding value to other people's lives. We become valuable by fulfilling responsibilities and taking care of others. This helps us have self-esteem so that nothing in the world can devalue us, nothing can belittle us or our ambitions. Gautama Lisha says, if you have a $100 note and you crumple it in your hands and then you open it up, it doesn't decrease in value. And our own value, our own self-esteem should also be that way, that no matter what we go through, we should have self-worth. And having self-worth will help us stay on the path of personal growth. So all the traits that we discussed are interdependent. That is that we need all of these things to upgrade ourselves, to have personal growth. So in conclusion, today we discussed the reasons that self-development is important, why it can be the key to our success. And then we went through some of the most important ways to upgrade ourselves, how we can have happiness and success by continuously working on ourselves, making personal growth and development a part of our lives. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate all of you tuning in. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. And of course, feel free to share your comments and questions with us. You can message us on our website, www.happinessnowpodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook. Until next time, I'm Lily Chaudhry. Please take care and take control.